The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
Well, when it premiered at the Galway Arts Festival this summer, it was greeted with standing ovations and sell-out performances. Now, Cloud Study by choreographer John Scott opens in Dublin in the Smock Alley Theatre. And John Scott is with me to tell us what it's all about. Cloud Study, John. I know it's always a difficult thing to explain dance, but since you are the man behind it, give us a little indication of your thinking behind Cloud Study.
Yes, Orla. Well, we're very excited about Cloud Study. It's my latest work. And with this, I've been collaborating with an amazing composer, Ryan Vale from Derry. He's been nominated for Album of the Year and Best Live Act of the Year in the Northern Ireland Music Awards. And he's playing next week in the Ulster Hall. And I heard his music. And when I was thinking of Cloud Study, his music gave me the shivers. It made me cry and it made me jump up and want to dance at the same time. And I contacted Ryan. And he's composed this beautiful, beautiful soundtrack for Cloud Study. And Cloud Study comes from the idea in like a lot of the early religious paintings that were often these clouds, and they were like witnesses. And you've this amazing painting by Lucas Cranach of crucifixion with this angry cloud hanging over it. And people used to think clouds were the things between heaven and earth. They were the kind of, either they were keeping us from seeing heaven, or they were the kind of the doorway between heaven and earth. And I was in this piece by a choreographer, an American choreographer, Meredith Monk, a few years ago called Quarry. And it was about the Second World War seen through the eyes of a child. And the chorus in that used to sweep through the space carrying these giant clouds. And there'd like be this big rally, or there'd be something beautiful or something violent. And then suddenly these clouds would just pass through. And with the times we're living in, when I was thinking about this piece, I thought about clouds and how they're like passive observers. And there's also something dancers, dance is so lightweight and ethereal. And I thought it would be amazing if the dancers could have the lightness of clouds at some time. And then also have that kind of that almost levitating quality. And then I also thought about running. So in a way, the two things that drive the piece are running and the clouds. And there's a lot of films with these amazing sequences of people running, the film Shooting Dogs that was about the Rwandan genocide. There's this amazing scene at the beginning of this young girl running. And you don't know, is she running from the genocide or is she just running? And it turns out in the opening sequence, she's just jogging. But a lot of dancers, we jog, we run, we move. And I started to investigate it. I have these two beautiful dancers. Salma Akya, she's a contemporary dancer from Palestine, and she lives in Ireland now. She has danced in Belgium and in France, and she's dancing now in Ireland as well. And she's really terrific. She worked with this company, the Les Ballets de la Bee, this great Belgian company, and I saw her with them. And
the second dancer, I understand, he is was born in Nigeria.
Born in Nigeria, Mufetau Youssef, and his family call him Junior. And he was born in Nigeria, and he came to Ireland when he was 9. And he joined the Irish youth, the Dublin Youth Dance Company under Mariam Ribon. And I first saw him there, and he started to work with me in 2011. He was a kid, and he's since gone to this brilliant, brilliant school in Austria, and he's graduated, and he's now one of the very hot young dancers in Europe, and he is in between Ireland and Brussels. And right now, he's dancing with this choreographer, Wim van de Kuybus, at the company Ultima Vez in Brussels in a new piece, and how, with us. So he's hopping between the two places.
And how important is it that both dancers come from a non-Irish background and have...
For this piece, there was something about the idea of running. There was something about the idea of home. And I thought that the fact that they both identify with Ireland, they both are living in Ireland, but they don't necessarily look Irish, and they come from somewhere else. And that was important. As you know, I've been working with torture survivors and refugees for over 15 years now, and have integrated a lot of refugees into some of my work. And I created this very famous piece, Fall and Recover, that we've toured all over the world. And it had a cast of 13 torture survivors from Africa and the Middle East. Now, Salma and Mufetau are not from that background, but they do have in common that they are migrants, and that they came from other places, but they now live here. And I just wanted to make that comment that they're dancing with me because they're amazing dancers, they're wonderful people, and they're wonderful artists, and they're Irish now, but there's also something very unique and very special. Just watching the two of them has this whole other level of meaning. And they're amazing together. And so it's a very physical piece where we made the task of the two dancers running 1,000 kilometers or attempting to run 1,000 kilometers in the space of the piece. The piece lasts 45, 50
wow.
minutes.
So no small feat for them, run 1,000 kilometers.
It's a workout.
And potentially levitate during it as well.
Exactly. So yeah. Sometimes they're running from something or they're running to something. And it's very physical, and they make these amazing patterns on the floor, these running patterns, these spatial patterns. And they then also have this feeling at times that they levitate like clouds. Hmm. And the piece is funny. And it's also got a kind of a serious, very human quality to it. And with Ryan's music.
Talk to us about that collaboration for a second. So because listeners may well, without realising it, have been listening to Ryan's music, because he is the man behind the opening title music for Stranger Things, the big Netflix smash hit. So you may well already have been listening to his work. But when you collaborated with him, what do you look for exactly, John? Have you the whole piece already, you know, laid out, and does he watch it, or how does he come up with the music for it?
I send him some extracts of the work, and then I describe the moods. So he composes things according to moods. So there is some music that's very suspended and floaty, and then there's other music that is very driven. He also is a DJ, so he has that side to him that when you hear some of the music, you just start moving, you find yourself moving. And when he sent the music down first, and he'd like send me some stuff and download it, and then we'd have a Skype meeting and we'd talk, there was just something so alive. Myself and Greta, my manager, we started like moving our feet in the office, listening to it. It was amazing. And it really takes you over. And Ryan goes between classical forms, electronic forms, and folk forms. So he's very informed by these things. And his new album is Distorted Shadow. And his previous album, he recorded a lot of it using an old family heirloom piano, a battered piano that has this clunky sound. But when I heard the piano music, I started to cry. It was just so beautiful, and it got me right in the gut. And I found him online, and I sent him a copy of one of my pieces, and within half an hour, he emailed me back and said, "I'm on board.
What
do you want? When are we opening?
When are we opening?" So it did premiere at the Galway Arts Festival. What we'll see in Smock Alley, will it be any different from what they would have seen during the festival?
It's a very different space. We're in the boys' school, and it has these amazing ancient walls and this wonderful sort of stone atmosphere. And in Galway, we performed in the old Connaught Tribune Printworks, and it had a glass roof. And our lighting designer, Eric, did an installation that mixed the natural daylight with electronic light that got stronger as the evening got darker. And here we're in a darker space. And we're creating another type of installation, another type of light, but it's the same piece, the same steps. We have a kind of, there's an installation element in the very beginning that relates to the space. And Smock Alley has these wonderful architectural quirks, and we're going to play around with some of those. Salma and Muftau we've been having fun playing with the actual space and trying to do something that you see it in a new way.
Well, it opens on Wednesday, the 21st of November. It's running for just four nights, I think.
Four nights. There's five shows. The piece lasts just under 1 hour. If you haven't seen dance before, it's a wonderful introduction because it's so physical and it's also fun. And watching the dancers, you get very drawn in and very committed to the dancers and their commitment to the material and the feeling to see them. It's almost like watching beautiful racehorses, watching them running and watching the way there are different types of runs. Like you run to the floor, you run in a circle, you're running away from something, you're running towards something. how you throw your legs, how controlled it is, how wild it is. There's so many different things. And we have had great fun and a very stimulating time investigating different ways of running, what it looks like, and then what are the dance possibilities within that? How does it turn into something else? Hmm. And it's been very exciting. It's like kind of a cross between watching birds and racehorses in wonderful human form of Muftau and Salma.
There you go. It's entitled Cloud Study. Its choreographer is John Scott Heath, the founder of the Irish Modern Dance Theatre. It's on between the 21st and 24th of November at the Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin. Check them out, smockalley.com. John Scott, great as always to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining
Thank
us here
you,
on the
Orla.
Show.
See
Cheers.
You there.
All the best. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I swear I wouldn't have to ask but more than one question and John would take it away there. That is John Scott joining us on the line, and you're tuned into the Green Room here on News Talk.
News Talk 106 to 108.